Welcome to my Best Life Now podcast, where you can find simple tips to live your life on purpose by gaining clarity, building your confidence, and using your personal power. I am your host, certified coach, speaker, and trainer, Julieta Piox. Hello, hello, welcome back. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity. We are alive and there is hope. So let's not waste it and let's try yet again. How about that? As I am recording this episode today, I am looking out my window and it is white. We are in the middle of a snowstorm. We've been in that storm since, I don't know, I think it was Saturday and it is Tuesday today and it has not stopped. And it's white. And I ventured out to a networking event this morning. And on the way back, needless to say, was a very scary drive. I'm just glad that I am home safe. And I hope that all of those people that are on the roads are also safe. Anyway, it is Minnesota. It is spring officially, but that really doesn't matter in our Minnesota weather. So we're just here to embrace it and look out the window as much as possible. Before I get started, I have a quick announcement for you about a new 5-week mastermind and the 15 invaluable laws of growth. This is based on the book by John C. Maxwell. And if you don't have a growth plan yet, I invite you to be intentional about your personal and professional growth and join me on this mastermind beginning on April 16th. Find all the details on my website at julietapiox.com/events, julietapiox.com/events. So as we continue talking about elevating your growth, today I want to focus on a shift that needs to happen in our mind. You know, many times we think that growth will happen on its own, and we don't realize that we actually need to be very involved in our own development and also be very strategic about the areas of our life where we need to grow and get better. And more often than not, those areas vary depending on the season that we are going through in our life. So let me just say this. Growth is the key to a successful and fruitful life. And if we want that kind of life, then we must be intentional on our growth. Today, I invited a special guest to join me and give us all her perspective on growth. I think you'll find her relatable, and my hope is that you'll be so inspired by her story that you'll finally stop waiting and make the decision and finally decide to take that step forward toward your future that you've been longing for. A couple years back, I met a lady who grabbed my attention because of the way that she presented herself and how approachable she was. We both attended a business conference, and she seemed like she knew what she was doing, why she was there, and what she was there to get. Her name is Esme Miranda. Esme is the founder and president of Squeaky Services, a commercial and residential family-owned and ran company that is headquartered in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Esme is a hard worker who has lived a pretty significant life that has led her to her current success. Having to break free from abuse and poverty at a very young age, to believing that her life had a purpose and she and her family were meant for more, she's an inspiration and a true statement and evidence that any of us is capable of living our best life and pursue our God-given purpose if only we make the decision to do so. Join me in my conversation with Esme as she shares her life story and some key breakthroughs that helped her live a life that she enjoys and values every day. Esme, welcome to my new episode of My Best Life Now. I'm glad that you are here with us today to talk about who you are, talk about your story, and to inspire us to really begin to live our best life right now and not wait. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I was very excited to know that you accepted my invitation to be part of this episode. When I learned about your story, when I learned about the things that you have been through and where you are today, I figured that it would be something very
powerful for my listeners to listen to and to learn from. And so I just want to jump right in, if that's okay with you. I want to just tell us a little bit about who you are, where are you from, what do you do, all this good stuff, so we can get to know you a little bit better.
Yes, so I am from Mexico. I am currently living in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. I'm married and I have three kids. I currently own a company called Squeaky Services. We do residential cleaning, commercial cleaning, carpet cleaning, window cleaning, all those good things.
All things cleaning, huh?
Yes.
Great. I remember when I met you, I think it was in a networking event. I met you. It was at a conference. I think it was at a leadership conference that I met you for the first time, and I learned about your business. And then we went out to coffee, and I got to ask you a few questions about, you know, what you're doing now, and how you got to that. And then we got to really think about or really talk about. We probably met before and didn't really realize it when you used to be a manager at the store. So tell me a little bit about your story, about where you started. I know that you now have a very successful business, but I know you didn't start there. So where does Esme come from? Where did this idea of starting a business come from? What is this all about?
Yeah, so it all started in Mexico, I would say. So I came to the United States when I was 14 years old. Back when I came here, I had already had a baby, a one-year-old child. So I came to Arkansas with my kid, Sherry. At that time, I was with Sherry's father, who was not a very good dad. He wasn't the best person. And so, yeah, I was in Arkansas for about 6 months. And right after I got to Arkansas, I found out I was pregnant. So I right away had another son, Shaggy. So by the age of 15, I already had two kids. I moved with my mom to Chicago when I was 15 years old. And then my mom brought me to Minnesota when I was around 15 years and a half. So like I said, the guy that I was with, he was very abusive. He wasn't a good person. My family wasn't very supportive also. So I ended up having to live in shelters. So I lived in shelters for around 2 years and a half. Obviously, it was a very stressful time for myself and my kids. It was pretty rough. But, you know, I decided to change my life.
So my audience might be thinking right now, Julieta, this podcast is about living your best life now. And here we are listening to Esme, who has had two children at the age of 15. How is that living your best life now? And then you're moving from a different country to a state that I'm sure you didn't have any idea about, with someone who was not the best person to move with. And then yet you moved again to another state. And then again to Minnesota, where you are today, and then having to live in shelters and having to go through a very rough time, I would imagine at that young age. And yet, when I met you and when I as I speak with you and as I see you and as I see how you like to give back through your business and in the way that you carry yourself, I see that you live your best life. And a lot of the times we might think that the rough times that we go through, it will never end, and that we are going to, you know, live this life for the rest of our life. But I want you to please walk us through what got you to where you are today. How were you able to get through that stage in your life where you were living, you know, in the shelter and your family was not supportive? How did you get through those times? Just help us out with that process.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, I don't even know how I did it, to be honest. All I remember is being depressed and not wanting to do better for myself for quite a bit of time until I got the social worker in my room, and this happened within a week. So the social worker came to my room and said, "Esme, I know you're going through a lot, but if you don't get your shit together, we're going to take your kids away. And that, my friend, was like a slap in my face. Like, I was very scared because, again, my parents and my brothers and sisters were not supportive of me. Obviously, they weren't going to take my kids, so they didn't have anybody else. And the same week, and it's kind of crazy, but this is really what changed my life. In the shelter where I was living, there was a playground. So my two kids were playing in there, and there was my kid, the little one, was playing with one, this specific toy that he was playing with. Another kid came and took it from him, and my baby started crying. He started crying because he wanted that specific toy. Because I was living in a shelter and I didn't speak English at that time, I couldn't communicate with the parent, you know, that if my kid could have the toy back. But also, it wasn't our toy, so there was really nothing I could have done for that. So I remember I started crying, and I remember holding my son up, like if you think about the Lion King movie.
Yes,
like, kind of like
Lion King,
yeah
yes.
So I remember holding my son and crying. I remember telling him that I was very sorry for putting him through that situation, that I was going to work very hard so he was never, you know, in that situation again, and that I was going to be able to buy him as many toys as he wanted to.
You know, it's interesting, Esme, that there are key points in our life that happen that has to do with our kids, or that maybe sometimes it's our health, maybe it's someone in our family, maybe it's our job, maybe it's just something that is really unbelievable. And in this case for you, it was when someone told you we're going to take your kids away. And a lot of the times when we're going through these things in our life, many of us, I always tell people, we all have a choice, right? A lot of the times you say, well, I didn't have a choice. I don't have a choice. I will fight you to the end. Then I will say, yes, we all have a choice.
We always
may
do.
Not like the choice. We may not like it, the options that we have, but nevertheless, we have the choice, and we have the power to make a decision. And a lot of the times we could make the choice of, well, there's really nothing I could do, so I guess you're going to have to take my kids away. I don't like it. I'll suffer through it, but there's nothing I really can do. So, okay, you know, and maybe that's one option, and it is an option, but in your case,
that wasn't an option.
That was not
for
an
me.
Option, because that was not a choice you wanted to make, right? Mm-hmm. And so just like that happened in your life, I'm sure that there are different things that happen in the rest of our lives that change our life forever, where we come to the understanding that, wait, this is not the life that I'm supposed to live. There is something better for me, and there is something that has already been planned for me. I was born to be better than I am today. I was born with a purpose. I was born to do more than I am doing right now. And then again, here comes the choice. Am I going to choose to be a victim of my circumstances, or am I going to choose to get out of that mentality and out of that situation? So tell me more about that. How did you feel about after this happened, after they literally said to you, we're going to take your kids if you really don't get your act together?
Well, you know, it obviously changed the way I saw things, and all the stress and depression that I had almost went away immediately, because I didn't want to lose my two kids. I mean, I almost grew up with them. You know, I had Sherry when I was 13, Shaggy when I was 14 and a half. And so I didn't see my life without them. And obviously, you know, they are the reason today I'm still working very hard, because I don't want their kids to go through the same thing they did. You know, I want to change, you know, my family tree. And yeah, it doesn't just stop with them, but with whoever comes after them. So yeah, so I, you know, since they told me that, I started going to high school, I graduated high school, you know, I got a full-time job, I moved out of the, you know, shelter, and I met my husband, who's been with us for a long time now. You know, I had a lot of choices in between. In between, I was, you know, going through everything. There was a lot of people telling me, why are you? Because I was going to school from 7 to 3 and working from 4 to 11. So I had no life, you know, and obviously in the weekend, I had to work, you know, long hours to make up, you know, make sure I had enough money to survive for my kids. And I don't remember once thinking about like, I cannot do it or I won't do it. Like that was not a choice in my head.
And that is really incredible because we learned a lot from just surviving, right? And thinking about the choice. It's the option that is placed before us and what it is that we want for our life. And in this case, you already had children, is what you wanted for your children. You and I have talked about, you know, what does it mean to live our best life? And obviously, I've talked to many people about, hey, you know, what does be living your best life mean to you right now? And the answer always is different. My best life right now for me is very different than what it may mean for you. And it's very different than what it may mean for my neighbor, my, you know, brother, sister, whatever it is. It just means different things in different stages of our life. Now that you've been through all of this life struggle and literally your life story, which is very, very powerful, and just seeing you, how successful you are today and how much you want to not only help your own family, because you are doing that, but you want to help other people. And simply by sharing your story, please tell us a little bit about what does it mean for you today to live your best life? What is that for you? What does that mean today?
Yeah, you know, it's so amazing that you talk about this because like you said, it almost feels like it changes every year for me because I just lost a brother and I lost my mom 2 years ago. So if you would have asked me this question 3 years ago, it would probably be a totally different thing than what I'm going to say today. But I think living your best life, first of all, it is, I think it's how people see it. And like you said, living your best life for everybody might look different. But for me, it's being healthy, being with the people that you want to spend the time with, and enjoying those moments that are not going to come back. I choose to live my best life every day, no matter how my day goes. You know, I always see the mistake or whatever the opportunity. I see it as a chance to get better, to think differently. Everything happens for a reason. I didn't want to share my story for so long because I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. Because I have the best husband anybody could ask for. I have the best kids, you know, like Sherry, she's so healthy. She's a great daughter. Shaggy, he's so smart. And then my baby, you know, I have the most amazing family, I think. And I have a very successful company. You know, we do very good in business. So there's nothing to feel sorry about me. All the things that happened to me made me who I am today. And I am so passionate about giving back because of all the struggles that I had to go through and all those foundations and those people that once helped me. So I just want to give it back to them, you know, and because I know there's another Esme over there that I know it's going to, you know, eventually kill it too. So it, yeah, it's.
And I'm glad that you're bringing that up right now because as you were saying that, I was thinking, okay, Esme, so you had kids at a very young age. You came from a different country. You didn't speak the language. You had to live in shelters and things like that. And so, and then today you get to say, you get to live your best life. You get to define what your best life is, which I think is very amazing. I think it's a huge, huge blessing. And so the question in my mind is, do you think that anyone else who is going through the same trouble today, maybe not the exact same thing, but through the same type of trouble, the struggles in our life, the hardships that happen in our life, do you think that other people should also have the opportunity or have the possibility of living their best life in spite of their struggles, in spite of hardships that happen in our life?
You know, there's sometimes times that you don't see the brightness and you just see, you know, the bad things that are happening to you, all I can tell these people is everything happens for a reason. And the three things I do every day, whether it's in work or, you know, personal, is I always smile. No matter what happens the day before or, you know, what's happening, I always try to have a positive attitude. I work hard, whether that's with my husband, with my kids, you know, with my business. I always work hard, and you must have, you know, integrity within you. You know, I feel like if, you know, your integrity is it says everything about you. I tell those people, just stay positive. Like, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, what I did is consistency, consistency. That's the biggest key that's been, you know, that's made me successful with, again, my marriage, my kids, and my business. It's being consistent and talking to yourself nice. I think that's so important, and we don't talk about it enough. And I will admit, I sometimes even do it, you know, and I stop myself and I'm like, no, I need to tell myself nice things, because I can do whatever I set my mind to. But sometimes we don't even believe in ourselves. So the minute you start believing in yourself, things are going to change for you.
It's what we call the imposter syndrome, when we don't believe in what we can do, when we diminish our value, when we diminish the things that we have been able to accomplish and things like that. I work with a lot of my clients who go through all of those things, and like you, very successful, but a lot of those doubtful thoughts come into our mind all of the time, even though we have gone through all of these struggles and we've made it to this point. We are successful. We have helped so many people. We have gone out of the place where we were before, and we consider ourselves successful now. We still have those kinds of thoughts. But to your point, I think it's a lot has to do with our attitude in terms of thinking in what is coming, is not just getting stuck in what is happening in the moment, and thinking about our future and what the future is holding for us, and being always expecting of the better things that are coming for us. And so, you know, when I
and
ask
also, you, oh, but let me stop you right there, but also enjoying the times, like, I'm really learning to enjoy those moments that you are struggling, because you're going to learn something from that struggle that you're going through.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean enjoying the moments when you're struggling?
So, like, for example, when I just lost my brother 2 months ago, right? Yeah. And that has been like very hard on my mental health, and, you know, I just haven't been feeling my best. And so I am a big believer in God. And so I'm asking, like, my brother didn't just pass away for nothing. I know there is a bigger thing that he has for my family. Like I mentioned before, my family isn't the best when it comes to supporting each other. And so now that my brother passed, we are more close and honest with it. Like, it's brought my family closer, and it's sad because it shouldn't have to be like that. We shouldn't have to lose someone, but, you know, we're becoming a better family because we appreciate that other person a little bit more, you know, and we appreciate those times. And I mean, that's probably not a good example, but if you're going through something, think about how this can potentially help you. Like, when you get a flat tire, like, you're like, oh my God, like, why did this happen? Like, maybe you were going to have an accident. Maybe, you know, he's got it. You don't need to worry about it. Like, if you leave it to God's hand, he knows what he's doing. And if you believe in him, and if you have a positive attitude, things are going to be less crazy.
And this is when I can say amen to that, because I can attest to that. And I like when you say that he's got it. He's got it. Instead of us trying to control the world,
did that for 30 years.
Yes.
I really did. And I'm telling you, and again, this is probably because my heart is still pain for my brother, but I don't worry about those things that I cannot control anymore. Like, I used to have so much anxiety, so much like, oh, what's going to happen? Am I going to get this contract? Am I, no. I'm just going to tell God, if this is for me, you're going to put the right words in my mouth. You're going to put me in the right place. If it's not for me, thank you.
Absolutely. And that brings so much joy to us because, to your point, it takes all the stress away, it takes all the anxiety away, and it takes all of the bad negative thoughts away because now this is for another podcast episode, but we really never are able to control anything. We try and we think we do, but we really don't ever control anything. But we just get so exhausted by trying and thinking that we're controlling everything and everyone. But I think that when we get to the realization that things happen for a reason, we can barely control what we do. And that's when we are really aware of what we're doing. And if we really want to, we might be able to control it. But
You
I
know,
think.
and sometimes even I feel like, and really, I'm going back to talking to yourself positive, positive. Like, that needs to be the highlight. Be positive to your thoughts. Because, like, let's say, for example, I used to, when my daughter was like driving for like 30 minutes and she would call me, I would always think something happened, or like, I feel like we always think about the negative. Or if you're driving on the, on the freeway and there is a car that goes in front of you, you're like, oh my God, these cars, everybody, so stupid, they don't know how to drive. But right, but no, like, maybe that person in front of you needs to go somewhere. We need to just be positive about our thoughts, like how we process things. Like, life is so much better when you do it this way.
I'm telling you, those of you who are listening to this podcast or this episode right now, listen to Esme. Just be and think more positive. Our world would be so much better if we all just thought a little bit more positive on a regular basis. Esme, let's begin to wrap this up. I think it's been, first of all, I just want to say thank you for your willingness to share your story. And I know that you just mentioned that you did not want to share your story for the longest time because you didn't want people to feel sorry for you. And I'm here to tell you that if anything, your story is very, very powerful. By you sharing your story, I can assure you that people are going to be inspired and motivated to know that if they're going through that struggle that you went through, or they just got done going through that struggle, they're now going to understand and know that they too have the right and have the possibility to begin living their best life, whatever that means to each one of them, because if that happened to you, there is no reason why they couldn't live their best life as well. If it takes us believing in ourselves and believing that it can happen for us as well, and want to make sure that we make the effort to think that way and to be positive about the things that are in our life as well, that yes, we can also begin to live that life today. We don't have to wait 20 years. We don't have to wait until something specific happens. Just the way that we think is a great way to start. And so I want to begin, like I said, just winding down and just ask, what advice do you have for anyone who is struggling to get ahead or feels that they can't achieve their dreams because of any life obstacles or circumstances that they have lived through? What advice would you have for someone like that?
Well, again, I will advise them to think positive, to reach out to someone that they trust and they can talk to, go to church. That those are the things I did, and somehow I became successful. Obviously you gotta work hard. You gotta work hard. And like you said, you have always two options, whether that's staying in bed, being depressed and just not wanting better for your life, or getting up at 4:30 like I do, going to the gym and going to meet these great business owners or whatever that means for you, like getting up, getting ready and doing the things that you always wanted to do. If you think you're not enough, you're right, you're not. But if you think you are enough, you're right, you are enough. So it's all about how you think about yourself and how you want to just move on with your life, I guess. It's always a choice. It's your choice.
I love it. I love it, Esme. And I love it when you say that it's up to you. And it really is up to you. When people ask me, I don't know if I should do this or if I should do that, or I don't know what decision I should make. And my first response, and this is when I talk to my clients, is I ask them, well, what do you want to do? And they look at me like, well, I want you to tell me what to do. Well, I'm not here to tell you what to do, because you're the one who knows what you want to do. I could tell you. I love telling people what to do. Don't get me wrong. I love telling people what to do, but that's not my job. My job is to help you figure out what you want to do. And at the same time, you already know what that is. The only problem is that sometimes we're afraid to make the decision, because that decision comes with, oh, that does that mean that I have to put in the work? Then I don't know if I really want to do that. And so know that we have the power to make the decision of what we want our life to look like. We have the power to choose which way we want to go to. And yes, those decisions come with the consequences, good consequences of I'm going to be successful, or I'm going to do what I wanted, but I need to get up early. Like you're saying, maybe not 4:30, but maybe I'll get up at 5 in the morning. It comes with that, because.
And be patient. Be patient.
Yes, and be consistent.
Yes. Patience. You know, I people ask me like, how did you do it? Cause you know, I had 3 jobs at some point, and you know, to have this company that where I don't have to move a hand, cause I work so hard to be able to do this. But I mean, it was for so many years. Like, I worked so many years getting up, you know, to go to work, getting up to, you know, learn something, getting up, or like listening to podcasts, listening to things that are going to benefit you.
Yes. And so a lot of the times we need to do for a while, we need to do things that others are not willing to do, so that for a very long time after that, we get to do what others can do because they're not willing to take the time ahead of time.
And I would advise you guys to listen to this podcast. Sorry, but it's from Dave Ramsey too. You Control You. You Control You. That's the name of it. That literally made me successful. Like that podcast changed the way I see and do work when it comes to professional, you know, and how I run my business. It's pretty straightforward.
Oh, Dave Ramsey is pretty straight into the point. He's a very good guy, very good financial guy. And so, yeah, so if you, so Dave Ramsey's podcast, so look him up by Dave Ramsey, but look up the specific episode. What is the name again?
You Control You.
You Control You. Okay, great. Great. Yeah, I've read some of his books. I don't know that I've ever listened to his podcast, but I'm going to go.
I have all his books if anybody's wanting to. Yeah.
Well, Esme, any last words to our audience about what we talked about today, about living your best life, about your story, about anything that we talked about today or that we didn't get to talk about?
Well, don't give up. Work hard. Be positive.
Great.
Life is beautiful.
Thank you so much again, Esme, for being with me today and for sharing your story. I am sure that it's going to be very beneficial for someone and very inspirational for those people that may be going through the same struggle that you went through, but now you can come and tell them it's possible for you as well. So just keep up the positive thoughts coming and also having a good attitude. So thank you for sharing of you and sharing of your story. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Today, I'd like you to think about the times in your life when you felt there was no hope, or when things weren't going your way, or when life seemed to be so unfair that all you wanted was to give up. Remember, we have a choice to create the life we want to live. It may not be easy, and it may take great effort. But I can assure you that if we do nothing, it will take the same effort and uneasiness to live a life that we don't enjoy. Be intentional today and make that shift in your mind. Think about what is the most important thing in your life and set it as your why to push you toward growing into the person you are meant to be, because you have the right to it. Remember to visit my website at julietapiox.com/events to find out about my upcoming 5-week virtual mastermind and the 15 invaluable laws of growth, which starts on April 16th. Let me know how I can help you elevate your leadership so you can begin to lead yourself and others more confidently. Set up a complimentary 30-minute breakthrough call today on my website at julietapiox.com. Feel free to share this episode with anyone who may benefit from this information or share it on your social media platforms. Have a blessed day, and until next time, go out there and live your best life.